This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. 2023 has not been smooth sailing for anyone in the hog production industry. From increased production costs to demand factors still affected by the lingering effects of the COVID pandemic and policy decisions that mandate how hogs are raised, there have been a lot of factors combining to make this year tough for producers. Up next, we will hear from Holly Cook, the National Pork Producer Council's economist, about what producers dealt with this year and the positive takeaways for the hog economy heading into 2024.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or High Soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and High Soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Holly Cook is the National Pork Producer Council's economist, and she says that 2023 was a year of challenges for producers.
This period that we've been in for over a year now, it's unique in some ways in that when we look at the hog price, compared to history, it wouldn't necessarily look bad. But we're in a situation now where we've had a 50% increase in our cost of production over 3 years, and then couple that with factors on the demand side coming out of the post-COVID effects and things like that. And when we've got a similar level of pork production that we did last year, it's put us in a position where those prices are no longer offsetting our costs.
Production costs have continued to climb for producers.
I mean, we hear a lot about costs and the difficulties there. And, you know, with the new crop and things like that, USDA is forecasting that we'll see some lower corn and soybean meal prices throughout the next year. So that can be helpful from a margin standpoint. But, you know, inflation is taking its toll on producers as well. And so things like labor, those non-feed variable costs, or even, you know, operating interest and things like that are things that are still probably going to be pressure in the next year.
She says a bright spot for the pork industry continues to be exports and increasing value for the entire animal.
Exports have been a bit of a bright spot in the industry this year. We've seen some developments in the global pork industry where some countries that are normally top producers and top exporters have seen significant declines in production and higher prices. And so, you know, U.S. pork from that standpoint is maybe going to become more competitive. And I think it is, you know, again, a positive.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.